Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. We are in part two of our three video series on top 30 problematic false friends. If you have not seen part one yet, go back and watch that first and then continue on through videos two and three. Here we go, here's number 11. Number 11, gymnasium versus gymnasium. To English speakers everywhere, a gymnasium will always be synonymous with a sports gym or a place to exercise. However, in Polish, gymnasium indicates middle school or a junior high school. I have heard often from my adult friends and students that they have kids in gymnasium. And, you know, it always makes me think twice, and it took me a while to realize they weren't talking about those kids practicing sports. I've confused this one more times than I would like to remember. Gymnasium versus gymnasium. Number 12, caravan versus caravan. When I was in primary school, we'd carpool with some of our neighbors to school, which was several miles from the house, and I'll never forget riding in my best friend's brand new Dodge Caravan. Caravan, at least in American English, signifies many people traveling together from place to place, whereas in Britain, in UK English, it could also mean a kind of RV or camper van. Oh, but in Polish, get ready for this. A caravan is a hearse. Do not confuse caravan and caravan, whatever you do. Number 13, fabric versus fabryka. This one's easy, but it could be tricky if you're not focused while speaking Polish. Fabric in English is the cloth material used for making clothes. We all know that. So when you see the word fabryka, it may be highly tempting to think that's the proper word to go with. However, in Polish, fabryka is a factory. The word you need here for the cloth material is materiał or tkanina. Number 14, trainer versus a trener. I am a huge baseball fan, if you didn't know that already. So when I think of a trainer, I think of a sports trainer who's responsible for the health and well-being of the players. He takes care of the medicine part. A trainer can also be some sort of animal trainer in my mind. But in Poland, to call yourself a trainer is to suggest that you are the coach. This one took me ages to get right. I mess it up so many times. Trainer, person who deals with sports medicine or trains animals. Trainer, coach. Number 15, data versus data. Well, these two words are spelled exactly the same, but have different pronunciation and drastically different meanings. If you use the word data in Polish, you'll be talking about a specific calendar date, not information. The word for data in English would be dane in Polish. Number 16, fart versus fart. This next one, I think, is by far my favorite one, and I remember exactly where I was when I learned this false friend the first time. I was on the baseball field, and a Polish player friend of mine once said to me, "Russell, masz fart," after making a great play. I stood speechless at first, and then my friend quickly informed me that it meant I had good luck. I was lucky to make the play. Fart in Polish, or fart in Polish, means luck in English. I don't think I need to go there with the English definition, do I? Number 17, local versus local. For English speakers, we know that local means that something is close by or that somebody is a resident of a particular area or neighborhood. But a very similar word in Polish is local, meaning simply office space or retail space. There is a local nearby for rent. Yeah, once again, this one took some time to master. All right, number 18, fasten your seatbelt. Preservatives versus preservative. Okay, this word got me in trouble a time or two because it couldn't be more different from the English understanding. If you're watching the food you're eating and you'd like to avoid foods with preservatives or different chemical additives they put in there to keep the food from rotting or spoiling, you're going to want preservatives. But boy, oh boy, in Poland, a preservative, you ready? It's a condom. Yeah, be super careful there, especially if you're teaching a group of mixed teenagers like I was back in the day. Number 19, smoking versus smoking. If you're a fan of my channel and you are one of the few who've watched all 120-something of my episodes, you'll likely remember that I mentioned this one before. We all know what smoking means in English, but in Polish, smoking, the word is a noun here, is a tux, a tuxedo. The word you want for smoking cigarettes in Polish is palenia. Number 20, our last one in the second episode today, humor versus humor. I love people with a good sense of humor, and I can only hope and pray that people see me, Russell, as another person having a good sense of humor. Being able to laugh at yourself and be funny is a huge asset. Here, these two words can mean exactly the same thing. They do relate to humor sometimes, haha. However, Poles often make the mistake of saying, I have a bad humor today, meaning they're in a bad mood. I correct this mistake a few times per week in my school, no joke. So in English, humor will always likely mean something funny, whereas humor could mean sometimes someone's mood in Polish. So be careful with that word. Well, those were, we're up to 20 now. We have 10 more to go in the next episode. Thank you so much for watching. Again, we got the icon right here to become a subscriber. Click it. If you have not joined our channel yet, I would love to have you. See you in part 3, which is right up next.